You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time for another edition of Theater Talk. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is here now with a look at productions from professional theater companies all over the state. And this time around, a mix of preview and review, because you and your team have been really busy seeing plays.
Yeah, I'm very enthusiastic this week, maybe more so than usual, and a bit tired. We just had 8 shows that we've reviewed over this last weekend, going back to Thursday, which included a trip up to Alpena to see the folks at Thunder Bay. We previewed their production of The Odd Couple last time I was here, and it was quite interesting, including some wrinkles on the casting, having a woman be one of the poker players.
Okay.
That was interesting. But yeah, so the first review that we'll do this week, the Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea just opened a new play. It's a world premiere called Sherlock Holmes and the Adventure of the Elusive Ear. And this is a new play by playwright David McGregor, who works right here in Michigan, and who has had other plays performed at the Rose as well as other theaters around the country. McGregor wrote this play out of research he was already doing on a book. And I talked to David this week about how this play came to be.
I'd always wanted to write a Sherlock Holmes play. And I was working on a nonfiction book on Sherlock Holmes and realized I was already immersed in that world. And there would be no better time than to work on the play as well. And so I kind of worked on both simultaneously. And the play was kind of an escape from the book in that I could just make things up and have fun with it and try to create something exciting for play watchers.
This is a really cool adaptation he did. You get Vincent van Gogh is in the story. Oscar Wilde is in the story. And as the title suggests, and I just referenced Vincent van Gogh, The Adventure of the Elusive Ear. So maybe your listeners can draw the connection that way.
There you go. Over to the Matrix Theater in Detroit for a play called Kayak.
Yeah, this is a fascinating play about a suburban mother, and she's played by a terrific actress named Kez Settle. She acts locally. The mom in the whole play, she's in a kayak in the middle of the stage, and she's in a kind of remembrance about the relationship between her only son and his girlfriend and the relationship between her son and herself. This is a play I've seen before in another city, and it does a beautiful job, I think, of bringing to life the conflicts between generations, baby boomer parents and their millennial children. Dialogue in the story and the play is only about an hour, no intermission. It's exceptional.
All right, now we're going to a somewhat larger stage over to Midtown Detroit, to the Fisher Theater.
Right, we've got the Broadway in Detroit series, The School of Rock, is coming this week. This is the musical adapted from the film. The show's been a huge success on Broadway, where it's still playing. It's funny, it's charming, and it's got good tunes like this one. When I climbed to the top of Mount Rock, and I perched at the uppermost peak, with a legion of groupies all taking it out from a chiseled rock god physique, and I'll scatter hit singles all over the land with my 12 top of Mount Rock.
And that is, of course, from the original cast recording of School of Rock. So if you got a kick out of the Jack Black film, you're going to like the theatrical version?
Very much so.
Very much so. Now to Oakland County, to West Bloomfield and the Jewish Ensemble Theater.
Right. This is a theater, if you haven't been to it, it's housed in the Berman Center for Performing Arts. This is the Michigan premiere of a play called Hard Love, and it's about two ultra-Orthodox newlyweds who are forced to divorce when the husband turns his back on the religion. 25 years later, their children from second marriages, they fall in love and the parents reconnect to discuss their children's problematic relationship. The story is extremely well written. So this story, which is known as The Jet, has a mission similar to another rep theater we often talk about, the Detroit rep. That theater is committed to plays that have a thread or a message or theme about race relations or civil rights. The Jet explores religious themes in its plays, conflict, humor around religion, always with some angle on Judaism, either stories within Judaism like this one or stories that depict or center on relationships among Jews and people of other religions. I don't want to give anybody the idea that these plays are propaganda or preachy. This is a theater that regularly produces absolutely wonderful work, edgy work, and it attracts some of the best talent in the area.
So it's work that speaks to everyone beyond being Jewish.
Absolutely. I've seen, you know, I'm mm-hmm. not Jewish. I've mm-hmm. seen several shows there. It's all top-notch work. It's a beautiful theater, performance space. It's actually a theater that's under the main performance space at the Berman Center.
There we go. Lots on offer, and you can get details of these and other productions by going to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, as always, thanks.
Thanks, Cynthia.